Well, staying with the economy, on Tuesday, the government set out the foundations of its plan for next year's budget. The summer economic statement revealed that public expenditure would reach €91.2 billion in budget 2024. That's up more than 6% on this year's outgoings, putting it beyond the 5% spending cap introduced by the government just 2 years ago. It also projected an exchequer surplus of at least €10 billion this year. Even larger surpluses are forecast for 2024 as the country's corporation tax take continues to boom. Seamus Coffey is an economist and lecturer at University College Cork. He joins us now from our Cork studio. Seamus, in your time as chair of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, you would have warned repeatedly against the dangers of overspending. But given the bottlenecks in the economy, the challenges facing consumers in particular, are the government right in calling this 6% increase in spending prudent?
Yeah, I think we can look at it from different perspectives. Like one clearly is financial and resources. Financial resources aren't a constraint that the economy faces at present. As you say, the government is collecting a huge amount of corporation tax. We're in a very different position, say, to the economy of 2006, 2007, where those financial resources were coming from borrowed money. We were spending more than we're earning. Now it's the opposite. We're earning through potentially maybe temporary forms of tax, but we're earning more than we're spending. The constraints we face are the real constraints, the capacity of the economy to do more, the labour constraints, the amount of workers, and of course we've constraints on the capital side, on infrastructure, whether it's our transport infrastructure, our electricity grid, and I suppose most visibly the constraints we face on housing. So I think it's kind of prioritising what it is that we want to do is key over the next while, and not attempting to do everything. We simply don't have the resources to do everything. So if we want to build more houses, space has to be made in the economy to do that. And if the government is increasing spending elsewhere or fueling demand through reducing taxes in other areas, that's adding to demand that will take those resources away from things that we might like to prioritise.
People will hear about how well the economy is doing and that massive surplus, and they'll wonder why they're struggling to get a GP appointment, why the housing crisis continues. Why can't this money be directed towards fixing this problem quickly?
Oh, if money was the solution, we'd be out and do it straight away. If we had, say, a shortage of motor cars, just to pick an example, and we didn't have enough motor cars, what would we do? We'd go out and we'd buy them and we'd have more motor cars. But when it comes to houses, when it comes to health services, we actually have to produce and make those in Ireland. We need the labour, we need the capital to actually produce them domestically. We can't buy them from abroad. So when it comes to doing more, if we have very, very low unemployment as we do, if we have constraints in domestic infrastructure, which we do, we actually have to go and fix those ourselves, and they can't just be fixed with money. The money isn't the problem, it's the resources.
Is there a risk here by going above the 5% cap that they set themselves in 2021 that they may add to inflation issues, which has obviously been a huge concern for consumers and for businesses over the past year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that would be a concern that if you do actually start to spend additional money and pump more demand into the economy, unless you have the additional capacity to absorb that money, you're just going to stoke domestic inflationary pressures. Up to now, most of our inflation has been driven by external factors, world energy markets, global food price, etc. But we are beginning to see more domestic inflation, local services, etc. And again, if you stoke up the additional demand there without the additional resources, you are going to see those domestic inflationary pressures build up. Now, when it comes to the spending rule that the government has set, like it set it in 2021, it's broken it in 2022, it's going to break it in 2023, and the summer economic statement says they're going to break it in 2024. There's no doubt that generates a lack of credibility. You've said you're going to do something, and now you're not coming out and adhering to that. But then I think there is a separate question about whether the measures being announced are appropriate. Yes, it's not in line with the rule they announced a couple of years ago, but since then we have seen a huge jump in inflation, and the government and the budget should respond to that.
Fine Gael has been pushing for tax cuts for what they say middle Ireland. Could that cause a problem in terms of inflation?
I think the size of the package that's announced during the week suggests that what really will happen is what we'll call indexation. We're seeing a period of rising prices and rising wages and earnings in the economy. If the tax system doesn't adapt to that, people's average tax rate will rise, their tax credit will be lower relative to their income, the standard rate cut-off will see more of their income taxed, the higher rate. So if the tax system wasn't to adapt to the inflation, average tax rates would rise. So what the package the government announced during the week essentially gives scope to index the tax system, to increase credits, increase that standard rate cut-off in line with the wage and price increases we're seeing in the economy. So you wouldn't necessarily refer to it as a tax cut. If they were to go beyond it, I think then you would be looking at issues that might stoke those inflationary pressures we're talking about.
There are plans for those billions. The plan is obviously to set up an investment fund, and some of the money is also going to go to pay off the national debt. Is that the right thing to do?
Yeah, undoubtedly, we simply don't have the capacity to absorb all the money that's coming into the economy at the moment. If we were to spend it all, it certainly would drive up inflation. So I think that sort of the three-pronged approach that has been set out in terms of providing some additional resources for state services and supports, for increasing the envelope of capital spending set out in the National Development Plan, and then setting some money aside in some form of national savings plan, is the right approach to take. Now, you can have disputes over where the balance should lie between those three things. It looks like the government is striking at present a fairly reasonable balance between them. But again, we only have the summary economic statement. What the government actually will do will be set out in the budget. And if there's to be further spending increases or further tax changes, well, then we might have significant concerns.
Seamus Coffey, economist and lecturer at University College Cork. Thank you very much for that.